Governor Andrew Cuomo says changes to the federal tax code led to a growing state budget deficit and is causing some high-income earners to leave the state. But progressive groups, some Democratic state legislators, even some millionaires, are pushing back against that assertion, saying there's no hard evidence that any wealthy New Yorkers are leaving. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The governor met with President Trump to try to convince him to change back the tax code, and he started a nationwide campaign to try to get the code overturned. Cuomo says the new limits to deductions for state and local taxes from federal income taxes, known as SALT, harms people in relatively high-tax states like New York. Many wealthier New Yorkers will now have to pay more in taxes than under the old system.
On any level, how is this fair?
Cuomo blames the state's growing deficit. It's now at $2.6 billion on the SALT changes, though many economic experts say it's more likely a result of the downturn in the stock market and smaller bonuses paid to Wall Street executives in 2018. Cuomo says things will only get worse as the richest New Yorkers change their primary residence to avoid the taxes. And he says it wouldn't take many people leaving the state to have a big effect on the budget.
We have one of the most progressive tax codes in the United States, which is a good thing, which means the richer you are, the more you pay. However, that presents a very fragile economy because then you are relying on a very small number of people for the vast amount of your tax dollars.
The governor, when pressed by reporters, could not provide hard evidence on wealthy people leaving the state, but he says he's had indications that some might be departing.
We have information already on who is paying what and who might be moving.
Not everyone thinks that the tax changes will cause the rich to flee New York, including the group Patriotic Millionaires. Morris Pearl, a former hedge fund manager and member of the group, says he's not leaving, and he says he's willing to pay more in taxes if the money goes to needed services like schools and subsidized housing and infrastructure projects.
I can live, frankly, wherever I want to live. I retired some years ago. I do philanthropy and advocacy work full time, and I choose to live in the same place where people from all over the world are moving to find the innovation, to find the resources, to find the new ideas and new businesses that are sprouting not in Kansas where they have low taxes, not in Florida, but in New York City. I work in the shadow of the Flatiron Building. I live in the Upper East Side of Manhattan. I'm not going anywhere.
And Pearl says there are more millionaires than ever in New York.
The governor is simply incorrect when he says that people are moving out of New York because of taxes.
Pearl testified before a legislative budget hearing where he advocated for imposing additional tax brackets beyond the current top tax rate for those earning more than $1 million a year. Proposals by Democrats in the Senate and Assembly include new, higher tax rates for those earning more than $5 million a year, more than $10 million a year, and more than $100 million a year. At the hearing, Assembly Ways and Means Committee Chair Helene Weinstein asked Cuomo's acting tax commissioner, Noni Mannion, if she could provide evidence that the wealthy are actually leaving the state as a result of the tax changes.
Have we seen an actual decrease in the number of high-income taxpayers since the federal tax law was passed?
It passed at the end of last year, so we don't have all of the tax returns yet, so we can't really say for sure. We've heard some anecdotal information that people are leaving, but we've had a lot of anecdotal information, you know, about a lot of different issues around the federal tax changes.
Mannion says she'll know more for certain in April when the full tax returns are filed. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.